This would be the sixth year that tuition has increased by 5.5% if the plan is approved. The increase will help generate around $110 million for the UW system, which has been cut in the current state budget by more than $300 million. Spokesman David Giroux says the 5.5% increase is modest when compared with tuition increases in other states, and he says it's necessary.
The amount of money we take in from the state is actually falling relative to inflation. And that puts even more upward pressure over time on that tuition bill.
Drew says state aid to the UW system has been falling for decades under Democratic and Republican leadership, but he says people need to help politicians understand why investing in the UW system is a win-win.
Not only do they get a high-quality institution that we can all be proud of, but they get lower tuition bills for their constituents.
The increase works out to about $680 for UW-Madison students and $660 for students at UW-Eau Claire. Patrick Martin is a political science major at UW-Eau Claire and serves as vice president of the Student Senate. He says what some call a modest tuition increase has big implications for him.
My parents haven't been able to provide any support, and student loan dollars have been drying up rapidly. So going into next year, I'm going to be completely working on my own to pay off tuition debt.
Martin says UW-Eau Claire is also raising fees to make up for cuts in state aid. Rich Kramer, Wisconsin Public Radio in Eau Claire.